We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Ryan and Abby, do you guys know where Fred is today? Have you heard where Fred Bottenheimer is today? This is why he's off.
Did you
play Fred Bottenheimer?
I'm so sorry,
Sue. See, I'm trying to cure. Thank you very much. Okay. We're a little late, Ryan, but you understand. Okay, so I talked to Fred. Well, Fred sent me a story idea today, even though he has the day off. Maybe this was last night. And I said, where are you going, Fred? And here's what he said to me, Ryan Recker. He said, I am taking a day trip to Colombia with my wife and her siblings because her brother found an auction that is selling items obtained from unclaimed safe deposit boxes. Now, he, because he's Fred Bottenheimer, is praying for old sports memorabilia. You know, he wants, like, cards and stuff like that. But he said he's kind of, and then in parentheses, really cheap. So I don't think I will outbid anyone. But that's where Fred is today. He is bidding on left, you know, just, what am I trying to say? Neglected.
Yeah.
Safe deposit boxes.
The TV show Storage Wars comes to mind.
Right.
Where you're going to show up, and there's a bunch of people yelling, yep. And what would Fred yell when he's ready to bid on a lot? Like, what would he say?
I don't know. I think, what are your thoughts, Abby? Like an awkward Fred?
I think he'd be one of the silent bidders where, like, they just raise their hand and that's it.
Yeah, there's no way Fred is having, you know, shouting anything out. And I don't know what his wife's brother or sister is like, but the fact that his wife's brother called them all up and said, okay, here's the deal. Let's all go to Colombia and we're going to bid on these things. I love it. So
what
we will
find in Colombia.
I don't know.
Of all places.
Yeah, right? I don't know. But we're going to find out tomorrow what Fred got, if anything. But I love it so much. All right. On this day in history, 27 years ago, think about this, 27 years ago, in 1995, the jury in the O.J. Simpson murder trial found O.J. not guilty of the slayings of his former wife. Can you believe that was 27 years ago? That's before Abby's time, even.
That is before my time.
I was too young for the Challenger explosion, but I remember that a lot of people said they remember watching it in school because there was a teacher that was on the shuttle that was going to go into space and they wanted the country to watch it together. This is my memory. I remember them wheeling in the TV to show the OJ trial verdict in school when I was a kid.
Are you kidding me? That's incredible. Now, I remember watching the actual trial. Did they, you know, I remember Glove Day, right? Where they, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I just can't believe that it was that long ago. By the way, in the 25 years since, Ron Goldman's family won $33.5 million from him. O.J., that was in a civil judgment because, of course, they took it back for the civil, and the civil people were like, guilty for wrongful death. He's only paid the family about $133,000 out of $33.5 million. Can you imagine how frustrating that must be?
Most of his money comes from that NFL pension, I believe, so they can't really touch that.
You're right, and that's $25,000 a month. he gets from the
NFL.
That's
a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's enough for him. And he makes videos online. And doesn't he do like sporting bet picks, fantasy football?
Does he? I don't know.
Make the family go crazy when he's out there getting. But at the same time, the accountability, you should see the threads of what people say to him when he posts something online. Rightfully so.
Well, exactly. Can you just give him the. Oh, that's just awful. It's disgusting. All right. Also in Sue's news, Team USA beat China to win its fourth consecutive World Cup in basketball. This was women's basketball over the weekend. The match was held in Sydney in the Superdome, and most of the crowd was rooting for China. So good for the American ladies. They played through it and won. And I didn't even realize this was going on. It just doesn't get much coverage, so I thought I'd give them a shout-out. It's their fourth consecutive gold at the World Cup.
Wow. Who's the one that's in Russia? Brittany Griner? Was she a played in that?
That's a good question. I don't know. I would be making that up. And Susan News
doesn't
sound
like she's
like stuff up.
the biggest athlete, female basketball athlete in the world. So I wonder if that maybe that opened up a roster spot for someone else. Who knows?
Yeah.
That could be a 30 for 30 in the future.
That's true. Oh, gosh, I love 30
for 30. The walk-on because of that.
That's true. Could be. By the way, we do have a retraction story out today. Remember, Abby, the story about Bruce Willis will not, you know, he was going to sign over the rights to his likeness.
Yes, I remember.
Well, it turns out that he didn't do that. As soon as that story came out, all his people said, what? We don't have that. But that does not mean deep fake Bruce won't show up in some future projects. But Bruce's people issued a statement saying he has no partnership or agreement with Deep Cake, the company that he supposedly sold his rights to. Deep Cake and Bruce said Bruce's digital likeness rights are his by default and they can't be sold. Ryan, there was a story out that Bruce Willis had sold his likeness to these people and they could just use it anywhere. And it was him frozen from two different movies and they could just use it. But it turns out his people say that was false. I have no idea how stories like that start, but that's what happened.
Oh, that seems, did they do it? Did they not sell? Happens a lot, doesn't it? These fake type of stories that crop up.
It's annoying.
What was the old story? I don't remember exactly, but there was a fraudster in New York that was selling the Brooklyn Bridge, and he actually convinced multiple people to purchase it from him.
What?
I'm wondering if a fraudster came forward and he's saying, oh, I represent Bruce Willis. He can't represent himself right now. He's not in great mental health, you know,
that could
or has
be.
That issue. Maybe there was a fraudster involved. Who knows?
That's true. That could be. And I love this story. Now, pumpkin spice, okay, whatever. Here's what I like. I like a pumpkin pie. The end. I mean, I'll eat a pumpkin cookie, but I'm not into, I don't drink coffee, so I don't care about all the rest of it. But I love this. Hefty started selling pumpkin spice trash bags online this weekend. Now, it almost immediately sold out. Hefty was selling them for $6 a box, but people are already trying to hawk them on eBay for $100. God bless
so stupid.
America. Wait, I would not pay $100, but I would totally get a pumpkin spice trash bag. I think that's great. Hefty called the pumpkin spice scent, quote, a limited edition, so there probably won't be any more on the way, at least not this year. It's also unclear if the pumpkin spice trash scent was faint or whether, your whole kitchen smelled like pumpkin spice. I am not anti-pumpkin spice smell. What is your thought, Brian?
It goes to show you just how ridiculous the pumpkin spice fanatics are.
Yeah, okay, but do you, use the scented trash bags or no? In the kitchen, just in the kitchen.
That's the wife's department. I don't know. I would say probably not. We buy the cheap bags.
Well, sometimes they have a scent. Well, what about in your house, Abby?
I don't think we do. I don't like when the trash bags have that scent because then if your trash does smell bad, it smells like bad trash and the scent, and it doesn't do anything to make it smell good.
Well, poo-poo on YouTube because I like them. And if it smelled like a pumpkin spice, all the better. But apparently they've sold out $100 on eBay.
Oh, my
gosh. Give me a break.
It's a trash bag. You're going to literally throw it in the garbage.
Yes, Ryan. Exactly. Okay, now, Ryan, of course, you were not here when we discussed this. I guess this was last week, but I'm getting really into this. I am seriously considering going to get an adult Happy Meal at McDonald's this week. It came on today. Are you thinking about it, Abby?
I'm 100% going to.
That's
I think it's going to be so
about.
Fun.
Okay. Did you know they were doing this, Ryan?
Yeah, but I don't know. What is different about the adult Happy Meal?
Well, you get one. First of all, you can get one with a Big Mac. And then there's another one with 10 McNuggets. And the other thing is, there are four possible prizes, okay?
It's Hamburglar. Just a combo meal.
Of course it is. Hamburglar, Grimace, Birdie, and the new one named Cactus Buddy, which no one wants. Okay, but I saw a commercial for it over the weekend, and I saw the actual prizes, and they really do have four eyes. Why do I want a Grimace with four eyes? What is happening? Why are there four eyes on these creatures?
Wait, are these
stuffed
animals?
Can someone explain this to me? No, they just look like normal. You know, like, I love a Grimace.
A little plastic?
Yeah, like a
plastic figurines.
Why do they have four eyes? Do you figure that that's some sort of copyright that they had to avoid by putting four eyes? Like, it's not the real Grimace, but this is a four-eyed
isn't
one?
Isn't it Grimace theirs?
Like, yes!
So,
but
I think
what about the Cactus Buddy? I mean, put four eyes on him, but give me a two-eyed Grimace.
Why would you pick those? Like, if it's an adult Happy Meal, you think you would do like a Star Wars tie-in because there's a bunch of like adult children that love Star Wars.
Oh no,
things like that.
Well, I see your point, but I don't want any Star Wars prize. But I will go for a Grimace. But anyway, I don't get it. Now, McDonald's has partnered with the fashion brand Cactus Plant Flea Market, which is why the Cactus Buddy is in there. But why four eyes? I'm not sure that I will ever understand that. But that will not prevent me from getting one. Which one do you want?
I want the Hamburglar. I love the Hamburglar.
Ryan, nothing?
Solid Hamburglar. That's the right pick.
No, Grimace, people, come on. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. The fastest animal in the world is the peregrine falcon. Now, this thing flies at 242 miles per hour. Think about that. 242 miles per hour. That is nuts. Now, the cheetah is the fastest land animal, and it can make it to about 75 miles per hour. But it's really only 11th fastest overall, because we always think, oh, cheetah, fastest, but that's only land animal. And that's it for Sue's news.
I had to look that up. What's the 200 and what mile an hour?
242, the peregrine falcon.
How's that possible? You think there would be so much air friction that the thing wouldn't be able to
move
that quick up in
the air. We have these things called jets.
Yeah, but a jet is made of steel. This is made of flesh.
Yes.
That is super
242,
fast.
Ryan.
All right, thank you, Sue. When we come back, Dr. Scott Carr is the chief of sports medicine at St. Louis University. So with the NFL and concussions in the headlines, let's talk to him about that after the break on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.